MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to The Final Word! Ba-ba-ba-ba.
The Final Word with Frangela!
The Final Word.
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 We want to thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media, because you have amazing taste.
Yes, you do. And speaking of amazing taste, thank you so much for supporting this Black woman-owned business. We truly appreciate you. We appreciate you listening, sharing, telling people about it, having us in your conversations. We appreciate you being Patreon supporters. You have no idea how much you support the foundation of this business, and we thank you. And by thanking you, we give you three micro idiot videos a week.
Videos. It's in video, and it's as exciting as it sounds.
Yes, it is. So get on over to Patreon. If you haven't done it yet, get on over there. Come on and become a Patreon and see what all the fuss is talked about. And we did an equipment drive that is still going on because we are so grateful for all your assistance and help. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. You can go to GoFundMe and or Frangela.com. Put in Frangela at GoFundMe. And, you know, you can top us off on that equipment drive if you feel like.
Please do. There's definitely more stuff we need and could get. We were just timid.
We were very timid. And you can go to cameo.com and get a specialized video from Frangela.
That's right. You can give it as a gift to someone. Maybe just a pep talk or a happy birthday, happy anniversary. Check it out. They are fun.
Angela, you must be exhausted from saving the world.
Funny you should mention it. You must be exhausted too, because you were saving the world.
I had a fantastic time in Minneapolis. Oh my goodness. We ran into so many amazing sexy liberals. There was a group, two different groups of people who had met each other at the Sexy Liberal Minneapolis show 8 years before and had become friends and remain friends. Just amazing stories.
It's a great community.
Great community.
This is a show you can go to alone. And you will meet people. You will
absolutely
make a community and friends. And when I tell you, I am not kidding. That is not hyperbole. And this community takes care of each other.
Absolutely.
So get in there and get in.
So, and our next stop on the Sexy Liberal Save the World tour will be Philadelphia. You can get your tickets at sexyliberal.com. Don't get them someplace else because they could be trick sites.
They could be scammy.
Yes. Okay. And join us every Friday for the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show.
For the blackest hour in radio.
In radio.
Ever. Oh, it's so black.
It's so black. Also, please join us in welcoming, ta-da, our new sponsor, Factor.
Yep.
Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed.
They're delicious. So delicious. And they have these shots that you're just going to love. This apple, wheatgrass, kale, out of this world. Gives you all this just joy and a pep up. So head to factormeals.com/resist50 and use code resist50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box.
Ooh,
go there now,
it.
factormeals.com/resist50.
Woo! It's delicious, delicious, delicious. You know what else is delicious, Angela?
What, Frances?
This jury selection. You know what? At first, I was like, it is going to be wall-to-wall coverage just every single second. Then I started to really, really get into the sumptuousness of this experience. Mm-hmm. I let it wash over me.
Just think about it. Just all I got to do is picture that orange buffoon having to get there all early for him in the morning and having to sit there all day.
Yes.
And you know every minute is torture for him. He's already falling asleep.
And when you hear that falling asleep during the trial is your best solution for winning, okay?
It's
the best strategy.
That's right, because at least he's not saying things that are trying to intimidate jurors or behaving badly or acting like he doesn't. This is the thing. Getting in that room and acting like he thought that they had unlimited objections to jurors. No, you didn't. I know that you've been told how many objections they get. You know better than that. He's just causing a scene to cause a scene and to intimidate people, trying to stare jurors down. And it's absolutely ridiculous. So already today, of the seven jurors that were seated, the judges, this is Thursday, dismissed one of them. Because she got home and immediately got inundated with phone calls from family, friends, coworkers. Are you on this jury? Because of all the information that the media and Fox and Trump have sort of siphoned out there, allowed people to figure out who it was.
Yep.
And she came in and said, I don't think I can take this, because people started immediately sending her articles and stuff. So she's like, I just don't think I can do that. And so the judge excused her, which I think was appropriate.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. When you become a juror or anybody in that courtroom, you have accepted the fact that you have a target on your back.
Yep.
And I don't care if you're the bailiff in that room, if you're the court reporter in that room, you are in danger because the ex-president of the United States puts people in danger. We've watched him do it with January 6th. We've watched him do it in all kinds of situations. We've watched that man watch police officers be beat down.
That's right.
For hours. Mm-hmm. And not call a single person out to help them. Nope. This is who he is.
Oh, but in the election that put him in office, he got Miss Ruby?
Yes.
And her daughter?
Shay and Ruby Moss.
Yes. They are still.
Yes.
Being, you know, harassed. The number of people that have had to suffer from being targeted by these people. It's, you know, the judge, you know, the prosecution asked Judge Marchand to, you know, fine Trump for his tweet online about the potential jurors. And the judge didn't, but left it kind of open in a way that makes me think the judge is actually considering other penalty options, like jail, which is what should happen.
What should happen? Angela, if I am sitting there and I want to believe that I have an unlimited amount of disregards for the jurors, I'm going to keep doing this until I get the people I want.
Well, you can just do it forever, right? And never have a trial. There's no way you can have unlimited. you can do it for the rest of your life.
But you know how you can't? If you can't do it in the room, guess where you can do it? You can do it out the room.
That's right.
You can get those people off the jury in these ways.
We don't even have a full jury impanel, and one has already had to leave because of it.
That's right. Do you? And everybody was like, oh, this is going so fast. But they just figured out how to muck it up. And, and what you have to do, and what they are going to do until they put him in jail and take his Twitter fingers away. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing that I have to say over and over and over again. He's asking for it.
Yeah.
He's begging for it. He's begging.
Yeah, because he thinks it won't happen. And he has every right to think. I don't think he's wrong for thinking that. One of the easiest lessons that Trump has learned in his life is that he will not be held accountable.
Absolutely. And also, one of the other things we have to talk about is, let's stop calling this the hush money case.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
This is not about a man paying off women. You know, I just read in American Beauty, you know, about, this is not about wealthy men having a courtesan or a paramour and paying her off to keep her quiet. That's not what this was.
No.
And don't let nobody sell it to you like it was.
It is absolutely election interference, trying to disrupt, and successfully has disrupted, our democracy and turn it into a rule by him.
And that is why I had to pump my brakes personally about the coverage of this situation. because I want, you know me, I'm a news junkie. And, you know, I believe that there's more news than this, right?
Yes. However.
How the fuck
don't
ever.
Deny yourself the joy.
There it is.
Don't deny yourself the joy.
Don't deny the fact that it has taken us 8 years.
That's right.
Plus.
To address this. Because this is about that election.
That's two elections ago.
Yep.
Almost three.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And I can't get my mind right. You know, I've determined that I'm not going to listen to anybody's polls because the polls make zero sense.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Speaking of zero sense, let's talk about Mike Johnson. What?
Oh, Mike.
Oh, Mickey. Mickey.
Letting that scorpion ride on your back.
Baby, it's difficult, ain't it?
It's difficult. This is another thing that's delicious. Mm. Watching Mike Johnson try to do stuff. Now, I would like them to pass these bills so that, you know, but the reality is he deserves to be thrown out.
Yes.
Like, he shouldn't be there in the first place.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think Representative Garcia from California, I saw him being interviewed the other day, and he was being asked, they were like, you know, what if a vote comes down and, you know, Democrats have to save Mike Johnson? He goes, I won't be voting for Mike Johnson. I'm going to tell you now, personally, that will never be happening.
They would never do that. They would never try to save that house by voting for it. They won't do it. They refused to impeach. So many of them were even involved in January 6th.
That's right.
Like, that's absolutely insane. And why it is asked of us? Because they would never ask that of a Republican.
Never.
Ever. I'm so sick of the media trying to make false equivalencies between the right and the left or the Democrats and Republicans that just do not exist. They would absolutely never.
Yes. Well, Johnson has plans to have the House vote on three individual foreign aid bills, a fourth sanctioning Russia, China, and Iran, which I don't believe will ever happen, and a fifth addressing border security measures. Now, the package largely mirrors the Senate passed $95 billion aid package, with the exception for the border security provisions. Why they can't deal with what the Senate passed?
Yeah.
And you have to break this down.
I don't know if other people will join me on this. I don't know. This seems like a better way to vote, period. Like, we can't get things through because people always glom on other things to the bill.
Right.
To muck it up.
Right.
So that it can't pass. So from my point of view, I'm like, I feel like this is the way bills should be done, that this is about this and this is about that. And this, because when you throw in, you know, you try to throw in anti-abortion things on your aid to Ukraine in the U.S., like, screws up the vote so nothing can get done. And so there's a part of me that was like, yeah, this actually makes more sense to me.
But my issue is that it's another opportunity to sit there and refuse to, because that means that they will fund Israel, but they will not vote for any one of these other measures whatsoever.
Probably not.
And that is what is the truth of the situation. And when he has the opportunity to break these things apart, it means that Ukraine will fall under Russia.
Well, here's the thing. They're not going to get the money this way, right? Like, they're refusing to vote for it altogether. If you separate it, some of these things can get voted through. But it also, what it does is it makes it clear what they're voting against. Mm-hmm. And, you know, instead of them saying, oh, it's just someone being able to hide behind the vagaries of a larger bill, what you could say is what these people will be saying is they're against funding Ukraine. And they're going to have that sword hanging over them. You know, rather than there's this big omnibus sort of like package. So yeah, but I have to deal with the reality, which is they're not going to fund Ukraine. And when you attach it to another bill, none of that other stuff's going to get funded because of it. So do I like it? No, but does it make sense to me in terms of getting something done?
I mean, something, but you know what they did manage to do? The House managed to do. Okay.
What they got together on something, Francis?
They walked their asses over to the Senate, okay? To the Democratic-controlled Senate. and set up some an impeachment case against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Yeah, but what happened in the Senate when they brought it up?
The Democratic-controlled Senate deemed both impeachment articles unconstitutional because they didn't rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. I'm going to tell you, I was really upset when this happened, when they walked their asses over there did this. Because it's like, we have got so many issues happening in our world. You know what? You know how you see something out the side of your eye?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
This scared the shit out of me.
It's a USB
port.
Port. It's a cord and it's black. Why? What did you think? You think it was like a snake
bug
or something?
I thought it was a bug. I was like, shit. Let me tell you about black people. I don't know what's in us.
We're always on guard.
I was ready to burn the place down. This whole house.
Because that would be the same thing to do, and I would support you in that.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I was talking about Secretary Mayorkas.
It made you mad when they went over there.
Yes, they did. Because, Angela, we've got so many problems. And if you really mm-hmm. wanted to do something
mm-hmm.
that would address.
Thank you.
The border,
immigration.
Thank you. The Dream Act. If you want to, but you're going to sit here and you want to stop the man whose job it is to deal with this. You want to hold him up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can play politics. To me,
it's theater.
To me, everybody who votes in these elections needs to look at the behaviors of the people who represent you. And honestly, deeply ask yourself, is this in alignment with who I am and what the world needs, what this country needs?
The fact that, you know, I thought it was interesting watching the pundits and reporters talk about what was likely to happen in the Senate over the Mayorkas attempt to impeach him. And they all were saying things like, well, they don't have the votes for it to go through, but they might, you know, debate it for a few hours. So it looks like they didn't. What I'm happy about is they just said no. This is, and by saying unconstitutional, they are very clearly saying what the House did is unconstitutional.
Yes.
And that was a lot stronger than I thought it would be. And that there were no votes to convict or acquit. Like, they're just like, nope, we're not doing this.
Because what we don't need is for you to run every single person, secretary, everybody, because that's what
going to happen again.
Right.
It'll be Buttigieg or something next.
That's what I'm saying. And these
they can't govern.
They're pariahs.
Yeah, they can't govern. So all they can do is theater.
That's right. All they can do is nibble at the edges of other people's mm-hmm. work and reality and try to snatch things off and say, I have a trophy.
That's right.
I got a piece of him.
And I don't think anything says the Republicans don't care about voting because they're going to get rid of voting if they get the chance. Quite like, for the second time in 2 weeks, Arizona House Republicans blocked an attempt to repeal the state's 160-year-old near total ban on abortion.
You know, I've never, in this country, what I see right now is Republican men in, I'm going to say it like this. They don't have to wear the hoods and the robes anymore.
No.
They
get the tiki torches.
And no, they don't have to burn things down. They don't have to chase and string black people up anymore.
Mm-mm.
Because now they own and operate all the levers of power, enough of them.
That's right.
Two, they don't have to hide. They can go back. The fact that, I mean, think about it, in the 90s, I want everybody to remember back to 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Had somebody, anybody, turned to you and said, anybody you knew and said, we're going to bring back a 160-year-old law on the mm-hmm. books.
From a territory.
You would think that they were crazy.
Yep.
And you and we would all work to get that person out of government.
Yep. Not now. Now that's the latest legislative agenda. What they're my, I hate to see that bullet journal. You know what I mean? If you're migrating tasks from 1864 to today, that bullet journal is like, the biggest book in the world. Like, that's ridiculous. I can't get my mind around. And I think that that's, you know, when I say that I'm continually shocked, I am, because if we put it in a sketch, it would be in a sketch. We would do a sketch at Second City about laws from the 1860s, and it would be a joke, but it's not. It's our lives.
It's our lives. And this is whenever I look and I'm on social media and I see those old pictures of Iran, of women in miniskirts in the 70s, of having social freedoms, and then seeing today completely covered. I don't look at that and go, oh, poor them. I look at that and I go, they want that to happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And women in this country act as if that cannot happen. That there aren't people actively trying to make you into that. Their version, their American version of that.
They absolutely are.
We'll be right back after these. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. You go ahead.
I was going to say, we'll be right back after these messages.
That's true.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions, like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Welcome back. White homeowner charged with shooting a black teen who rang his doorbell. In Clay County, Missouri, an 84-year-old, Andrew Lester, was charged with shooting a black teen, Ralph Yarl, who mistakenly rang his doorbell after being sent to the neighborhood to pick up his younger twin brothers. Lester, who is white, faces a minimum of 10 years in prison if convicted on felony charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action for shooting Yarl 16. Let me tell you something. Why Grandpa got a gun?
Well... He shot, this is the thing, you know, he pulled the old, I was scared. I was terrified. I thought this person ringing my doorbell was breaking in, which is crazy.
Yes.
And not true. And what did he do when he was afraid? Did he call the police? No, he shot this 16-year-old in the head, then opened the door and shot him as he fell to the ground, He shot him in the arm after he'd already shot. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
you go to jail.
You go to jail. 10 years as a minimum is low.
Yeah.
Because why have a doorbell? Why not have a sign that says, do not come up to this porch or knock on this door?
Right.
Instead, you know, I can't get my mind around how do you live with yourself when you kill a 16-year-old?
Yeah. And And why did it take so long for this to get here?
I mean, come on.
You know,
you can't shoot through a door because you were scared.
I know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Stupid. Then we got these two charged with helping run a secret Chinese police post in NYC.
Okay. This is okay. Shit that is some bold.
I'm like, what?
Bold AF. It is bold AF. They didn't understand. They're not saying that there were two agents here who were just sort of like running around intimidating people. They had a post, like an office, like a Chinese, like they were like, we're going to have a secret police outpost. In how about New York? Maybe we want to go in LA, a few other areas. That's our Eastern branch of what?
Yes, federal officials announced the arrest of two men on charges of conspiring to help China run a secret police outpost in Manhattan's Chinatown. Do you know how badass you gotta be?
That's what I'm saying.
They're like, that's no, we're going to come here and set up a police station in your country.
It sounds like people could go there like it was the DMV almost. What?
In two related cases, federal authorities accused 34 Chinese police officers with harassing Chinese nationals in the New York area. How you going to come? You ain't got no authority here. You're going to come here and you're going to extend your country's authoritarian reach on my American soil? Fuck you.
It's a satellite branch of their authoritarian regime.
See, now you're going to watch me get American, okay?
I mean, that is deep. But I'm going to tell you, Francis, the new story that I'm excited for, that I am here for, is... Santos, former Representative George Santos, has officially announced his run for re-election.
Let me tell you, don't let nobody tell you what is and what is not possible.
I mean, don't let them take your fire. Don't let them take your shine, George, just because you were in multiple investigations over lies about your resume and finances, impossible criminal activity, and, you know, illegal campaign fund usage. Don't let anybody tell you that doesn't mean that you can't win back that seat.
Baby, you put on those Ferragamos and you shine. Right. You shine like the unicorn you are.
Shine. I mean, your own caucus, which is crazy, right? Which Marjorie Taylor Greene is Scott Power, and that crazy caucus threw you out. Okay? They don't want the crazy caucus in, like, the crazy Republicans in New York don't want you there.
No.
But he's going to get up to it. What kills me is he's not even trying to pull a Lauren Boebert and go to a different district. He has a better, he's trying to win back the same seat, I think. And that's like, they know who you are now.
He's like, you know what? Let me tell you something. After Marion Barry, you can't tell me shit. Okay?
No,
and that is our final word. And now it's time for emails. Emails. Time to go get your emails.
Thank you for writing us at frangela08@gmail.com. This first little missive that I enjoy is from Patreon, because there's also an area there where you can message us and write to us. It's from Lisa E. She said, are you using cuteness filters on your videos because you both look so good?
Ooh.
Who's my favorite?
They love you, Lisa.
Lisa is my favorite, and she's very wise.
Yes.
Wish there was a cuteness filter, because I would carry that around with me all day.
Mm-hmm. Thomas G. wrote us. He said, my inner voice is Angela, apparently. That's the title of it. He says, hey, Frangela, I wanted to forward this to you, not with the intention of terrorizing you, but to let you know that I also share an intense dislike of spiders.
That's healthy.
Yeah. A friend of mine thought it would be funny to share this with me, knowing how much I dislike spiders. As I read the text and saw the pic, it registered what I was looking at, and I heard the get God on the phone in Angela's voice, not my own. It actually made me laugh, because I don't normally have Angela as my inner voice, but this particular instance it was. Because you know why? Because your inner soul knew to call upon the heavenly voice that is Angela.
And why isn't my voice your inner voice? Well, all the time.
Because you know why? Because he needed to cleanse the space. You can't call on the most powerful voices all the time, Angela. Okay. That's an abuse.
Get God on the phone indeed, because I may never step foot in the forest again. And it's evil spiders that jump and everything. Listen, Thomas, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to give guidance and direction, because we know about the spider cabal. Not everybody does. We got to get patient and get on our outreach and education.
And now it's time for resistance.
This is where we encourage you to get out there and resist in other ways. So, you know, all you ever hear about these days, one of the things that you hear on repeat is that young people aren't voting for Biden. It's not true. In fact, this is an article that is not getting highlighted by anyone, but should. But this week, 15 youth groups endorsed the Biden-Harris campaign.
Woohoo!
Okay. And they are like, and I'm going to read them off to you, because I'd like you, if there's one that you pick out, and I'll put it in the show notes, if I can figure out how to do that. And we miss Laura, you know. But they're Voters of Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Next Gen PAC, Planned Parenthood Action Fund,
Blue Future Junior, Newtown Action Alliance, PAC to Progress,
Students Demand Action, Team Enough, Voices of Gen Z, and Dream for America,
Young Democrats of America, who we love, College Democrats of America, Democratic Youth Coalition,
Grassroots Dems HQ, and High School Democrats of America. And when you go look at all of these, go to votersoftomorrow.org in particular. It's a really great organization, and they're out there. It's young people talking to young people about why this administration isn't some sort of what's the word I want? Compromise. Mm-hmm. You know, that this isn't, you know, when you look at all of the issues, like I was reading all of their statements, and a lot of them talk about guns and how this is a generation of kids who grew up with gun drills and hiding under their desk, and many of whom have been through a shooting. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, the only people who care about that are Biden and Harris. I mean, in terms of this presidential election, you know, like the Republicans are all for it. They want more guns. So
that's right.
It's not like some sort of the lesser between two evils. No, there's a great man and a great woman and great candidates who are actively doing things to improve your life as young people in all of our lives. And then there's those other assholes. That's the thing. And so when you hear that, I want you to go at least look at these sites and get yourself excited about the fact that young people are going to vote.
And if you have a young person in your life, you can direct them to one of these places to help them get more educated, informed, and excited about their choices this November. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to The Final Word.